Niagara Tourism and Convention Corporation came out with their annual report yesterday. Here to talk more about it is their president and CEO, John Percy. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure for sure. And obviously, you've got to be pleased with these numbers that I'm seeing here. I see that you had over 100,000 more visitors to Niagara County last year than the previous year. Take us through those numbers and what they mean in terms of dollars and what those people, those extra 100,000 visitors might be doing and how they might be spending their money in Niagara County.
Great question. Very pleased with the numbers overall. I mean, the report just flamed with, you know, just positive numbers, everything on the rise, including the number of visitors that came. With that number of visitors increasing, the number of dollars are increasing with what they're spending. Overnight spending by those visitors that were staying overnight was $561 million. And that's now employing over 14,000 people in Niagara County alone, making up 20%, 20.1% of the total workforce. It's the number two industry, the second largest employer, and the number two industry in Niagara County. You know, I think Niagara County in the past has always been an industrial, you know, part, or not the county, because that's, you know, very rural, but Niagara Falls. And I think tourism is, you know, quickly becoming a very strong economic driver, not only in the region, but in Niagara County. That pumps a lot of taxes into the community. Over $65 million in state and local taxes are generated from these tourists. And that reduces the tax burden for residents in Niagara County by $735. So if tourism wasn't there, households would be paying an additional $735.
Let's talk about the let's talk about the increase, though, and maybe what might be attributing to that increase in the surge of visitors to Niagara County.
You know, very strategic and targeted approaches with our advertising and our digital marketing. We really put a huge emphasis on digital marketing. So I think, you know, we're helping move the needle along with many other partners up there in the hotels and attractions. They're also doing a great job at marketing. I think this is all leading to, you know, what's happening is 9 new hotels are either, you know, opened or under construction or planned to be opened over the next 3 years. And other projects are planned. So I think this is all leading to help that resurgence in Niagara Falls and in Niagara County, just like we're seeing throughout the entire region in Buffalo as well.
Yeah, most certainly. And I'm being in downtown Buffalo. I can see some of the physical changes that have gone on and just simple things like signage and stuff like that. What about in Niagara County and Niagara Falls? Niagara Falls has always been there, that's for sure. But now you're talking about 6.6 million visitors coming through Niagara County. Are there some infrastructure changes that are maybe making it a little bit more user friendly for visitors?
Well, I think, you know, the state parks has done an excellent job noticing, you know, the governor and others, the state park system have noticed that state park needed some TLC. They're doing an excellent job in refurbishing and rehabbing, you know, some of the different parts of our crown jewel in the Niagara Falls State Park. The roadways are being, you know, redone going into Niagara Falls. I know if people haven't been up to the Robert Moses Parkway, taken down the ground level. Where people can visibly see the waterfront, and it's just a beautiful entranceway right into the park and into downtown Niagara Falls. So, again, I think there's so many things coming down the pike here, if you will, for, you know, new and a, you know, resurged, you know, Niagara Falls and even other parts of the county. They're really taking notice, and Lockport's done a great job, and North Tonawanda's done a great job, and they're all feeling the effects of these positive numbers. And when you mentioned 6.6, that's just domestic visitors only. You know, that doesn't even include, we still haven't gathered that international number from a third-party source, just like we found out from this, a third-party source, Longwood's International, showing us that we have 6.6 million domestic visitors. So I think we need to find out the international number. We know Canadians are traveling over. We got to substantiate that number. Once again, we haven't done that in like 3 or 4 years. So we know we're getting well over 8 million visitors a year when you combine all the numbers.
Wow, those are some breathtaking numbers for sure. And finally, obviously, you don't have a crystal ball, but any sense about how this particular season, I mean, the season never really stops for tourism, does it? But right now, we're in the midst of the summer. What about any thoughts about what we might see this year?
Well, I think just from what we're hearing, you know, it was if Memorial Day is any indication of that true start of the summer season, even though it's not, it's still spring, not the official first day of summer, but Memorial Day, we had 128% spike increase in our visitation at the visitor center. Many attractions had their best Memorial Day ever on record. Our visitor center traffic, if that's just any indication, and our official visitor center is up 52% year to date. So, and 89% in the month of June alone over last June. So, if those are any indication, and when we're talking to our partners in the hotels and the attractions, it looks like it's going to be a banner year. And we just hope that continues, you know, on that upward, you know, climb to just better years in tourism. And this year being one of them, we're very excited about the numbers.
John Percy is the president and CEO of Niagara Tourism and Convention Corporation. He joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time, John.
Thank you.